for the Lord God Almighty is. Yes, raise your voice and say,
hallelujah.
Sing.
Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty is.
Oh, Shebokonda, sing.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Iniquities, Transgressions, Spiritual Sessions with Matt Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Fuji. And I am thanking the great I am, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for lifting me up this morning today so I can come into your eardrums. I thank you, and I bless you all who listen and who allow us to come into your eardrums, whether you're listening to us live or you're listening to us later. We feel the love and we appreciate it and we're humbled by it. We're here to serve you as the children of the Most High, and He requires His children to receive excellence in everything that they do. All right. If you have not gone to our website, I encourage you to, jhom.org, that's jhom.org. At the website, it gives you a really in-depth look at what JHOM is doing and what we are all about. There is a witness statement there, there's a statement of faith there, and there's also our mission statement there. Please go and read them. They're very valuable. That tells you exactly what we stand for, and we stand with Christ. We're non-denominational because there's only one church, and that's the body of Christ. All right, we're going to move on to the reading of the word, which comes from Isaiah 53rd chapter, the 5th verse. It says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." By his wounds we are healed, depending on what version you're reading. I want to first, before I start getting into what the Spirit is telling me about this verse, the first thing I want to do is give you the definition of iniquity. It's a gross injustice, wickedness, a wicked act or thing. And then I would love to give you the definition of transgression, which is an act that goes against a law, a rule, or a code of conduct, an offense. So, Jesus came and was beaten severely, so bad that his flesh was ripped. And he did that for the punishment that was due for our sin, because the wages of sin is death. He was the final atonement for my sin, your sin, people who haven't been born since, people who have passed away many years ago. Every sin of every human being that exists, Jesus carried that debt and died on the cross just so we can be set free. So that peace that you get from freedom was because the punishment that brought us peace was upon Christ. So that is why we can be so peaceful, because he carried the entire burden for us. Now, being crushed for your iniquities and being bruised for your transgressions, it's just that, you know, letting you know that without a doubt, I died because of these wicked acts and these wrong conduct and the things that you were doing. I had to come because of your transgressions, because of your iniquities. So I had to come and be that final atonement. And by his stripes, we are healed. When people read that, they stop at physical healing. But see, God can heal your finances. God can heal your situation. God can heal your land. God can do anything. So when he said healed there, I want everyone not to limit him to medical issues, because there is so much more to God. So much more to God. He moves to the level of your expectations, everybody. And next up on the mic, we're going to keep rolling on with the show right now. And first up on the mic is Marilyn Dunn with God Will. And here we go.
Yeah.
All right, that was Marilyn Dunn with God Will, baby. He will deliver you. Yes, he will. We're going to keep rolling on with the show. And next up on the deck is Project Oasis with Break Free. And here we go.
For sin in this drought, boy, that's treason. The Israelites wandered through that desert 40 years for a reason. Even Adam and Eve, when tempted and deceived by that serpent that the tree did eat, and with insight into enlightenment, consequence the fall, evicted out of Eden. But Adam events couldn't prevent the one who interceded. Though coldly mistreated, the sweet blood was pleaded to cover the deep-seated depravity of humanity. Vanity of vanities, the life without God, Jesus Christ the Lord. See, I know this life is hard. Snakes up in your yard, even in the winter, they below the surface like some sharks. Hard to make the part like a nappy head, but instead of trying to shoot them dead, give them bread and give them shed. And on his head, you could tread like a sled. That being said, we made it through the darkest night. Blossom like a butterfly, take flight with the right's liberation.
Everybody, that was Break Free by Project Oasis. Ooh, this music is on fire. I am feeling it in my spirit. I hope you are too. And we're going to keep on moving with the show and not break this spirit flow. Next up on the mic is How Can I Keep From Singing by Catherine Kendrick. Everybody, here we go.
My you
Yes, amen, amen, and amen. That was How Could I Keep From Singing by Catherine Kendrick. And I did not get, and I got to get into the habit of doing this. Our opening song is Agnes Dei, and a song by Donnie McClurkin. All right, we are rolling on up to the Gospel House Mix. It's up next on the deck, and I want to go over what the mixes are all about. You got our dance breaks, is what we call them, are about you thinking about God, the Holy Spirit, or Christ for 15 minutes. Also, you can try to figure out what I'm trying to say or DJ Shaheem is trying to say by the songs that we mix together, like the words that they are saying. Now, my mixes sometimes don't have a lot of words, but it has music and song in it. And we have to remember that in the Bible, they would have celebrations and they always have music, you know, harps and horns. And so just having music, you can still praise, because all you're doing is thinking about all the good things that God has done for you and all the sacrifice that Christ has made for you. And you just can't sit still. You have to give him some praise. So this is what the dance break is all about. I'm not going to hold it up any longer. This is called Everyday Praise by Sister Poochie. And here we go.
DJ.
His name,
Jesus.
He is so
marvelous.
What's his name,
Jesus?
He is so
marvelous.
Thank you.
right, all right, all right. That was Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix for the week. Everyday praise is what I call that. And if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And we are here for Transgression / Iniquity, Spiritual Sessions with Minister McCarty, Chicago-based poet. Sister Poochie. All right, everybody, we are coming from Isaiah 53rd chapter in the 5th verse. And I read this in the mighty name of Jesus. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds we are healed. I want to go over two things, the definition of transgressions and iniquities. The definition of iniquities is gross injustice, a wickedness or a wicked act or thing. Next, we're going to get to what transgressions mean. A transgression is an act that goes against a law, a rule, or conduct, or code of conduct, an offense. You know, we're dealing with God's law and God's rules when we're talking about being in the kingdom. So he's talking about when we break God's rules, his laws, the way we're supposed to act, what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to praise, all those things that we were doing wrong. Christ came down and was beaten severely, where his skin was ripped. And his body was torn to shreds. So he did that for our transgressions. They crushed him. They did everything they could possibly do. Jesus, in actuality, should have died before the cross. His punishment was so severe. But he was the last atonement for sin. And from that, that is why the punishment that he got brought us peace. It brings you peace knowing that you can be forgiven for your sins. And that's what Jesus gave us when he died. And in his wounds, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed, some versions say. Healing is not limited to your health. Healing can be your finances. Healing can be your outlook on life. Healing can be a lot of different things. The things that stop you from going forward in God. The things that are negative that hold you back. That is what I'm speaking on. I want everybody to meditate on Isaiah 53rd chapter 5th verse. Think about it all week. Ask the Holy Spirit for understanding. And ask God for wisdom. And with that, he said, I will make you complete. So you have your own access to the word of God. Let's start using it. We're going to start using it more and more and more. That's the way we get the devil to flee. All right, everybody, let's get back to some music. Next up on the mic is Looking Back by Renee Chaney, and here we go.
Over my life, looking back, over my life.
All right, here we go.
Looking
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. He knew the Lord's word, but it didn't help him in his presence, so he chose to live his own life away from God's presence. Got a girl pregnant, she became his first wife. 3 kids later, couldn't take commitment, he continued his own life. Met my mama as a teen, made her feel just like a queen. 10 months later, had my brother popping on the scene, but he wasn't ready to be a dad. He never did hug him. He repeated the cycle, left my mama by herself. But he did come back with his baggage in his hands. Beat my mama in the head, made my brother be a man. He later cleaned up his act and asked my mom to marry him. She forgave his past sins and then she buried them. They got married in the sticks. I wish I could remember it, but I was just a kid growing up in mama's stomach. Then they became one that day. Everything my mama prayed, you think they live happily, cause that's what the movies say, but in the movies they get paid. This is real life, no script to be read, so we keep praying that it gets better instead.
Over my life,
In tongues and we singing in runs, but it means nothing at all if we ain't speaking in love. Because mama cussed out daddy and then issued us hugs, and my mama had a problem controlling her mouth, but she was kind in front of company because we was from the south. Yes ma'am, yes sir, but my mama called me inserts. Came to Pittsburgh and they like to call me insert. Met Jesus Christ and he called me new creature, born again in this plane. Got married to a man, I'ma show you love the only way I know I can. The generational sin, I took my marriage in a predicament where I have to learn love again. So I start at square one, and that's the word of God. It says love is patient and love is kind. It says love is God and our God is alive. It does not envy, brag, or boast, knowing God is the main. It's not proud or rude, it lets God be the ruler. Not self-seeking or easily angered, teaching you to bear with your Christian family and strangers. It keeps no records of the wrongs you do, not delighting in evil, but rejoicing with the truth. It's there to protect and it's always gonna trust, it's always gonna hope. Yes, that is love, and it always perseveres because love never fails. At the end of the day, when these three remain, you got faith, hope, and love stands above, while the other two can't even touch.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking
I'm just a man. My daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. Now I'm left with the sins of my parents. Got the shame, the pride, and I struggle with the arrogance. My arrogance won't let Jesus Christ come in, cause mama taught me perfect perfection. You see, I imitated what I saw, repeated everything I thought. My parents loved the love I felt, like many generations in the cycle I got caught. I'm not mad, mom and dad, but I can't pass on what I never did have. So I pass on everything I lack, and I pass that to my kids, and they pass it right back. It's a sad thing to see your kids carrying your slack. That's why I wish that we could bring it back to when I was a little girl. Create a different world where you tell me about Jesus, and you really try to teach him, and you really do believe him, and you show me in your actions, so I really do see him. And when you sin, show me how you ask for forgiveness, and like a babe, show me how you really wean it when you're really leaning in repentance.
Looking back over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back.
All right, that was Renekee Cheney with Looking Back, everybody. And we're going to keep moving on with the show. Next up on the mic is How Could I Live by Machete Molloy. Here we go.
How could I live without the one who gave me life? How could I lay my head down at night? Because I never wake up without you. Ooh, how could every intention of my heart, how could I live without you? I don't want to.
I can't imagine what my path would be if I had to walk without you. I don't know how messed up my heart would be if you didn't live in there. And I would hate to see what the outcome would be if I never made the choice to give you all control of me. I'd have no direction, I'd be left to face this world all on my own.
Like a ship drifting with myself, everything I did without you would fail.
I would be no,
I'd be
good,
no good,
like a house without walls.
Or maybe even like a sun who would lost his fire.
You get the point, I don't have to go further. See, I'm nothing without you, so it hurts me to think about how I could live.
How could I live without you?
could.
How would I live without you? I don't want to.
Thank you for every day I'm allowed to see. Cause I know it's you that wakes me. Grateful for every breath you let me breathe with the touch of your hand. See, I would be so full of fear if you weren't here and never took the time to call my name or draw me near. Just like a ship drifting without a sail, I'd be lost without you.
How could I live without the one who gave me life? How could I lay my head down at night?
All right, that was Miss Chessie Malloy singing How Can I Live. If you just tune it in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. We and this is the edition of Transgressions/Iniquities, Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci. And we're going to keep rolling on with the show. This time is flying by so fast, so we got to get to what we got to get to. And up on the next on the deck is our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem. And again, I don't know what DJ Shaheem has in store, but whatever he has in store for us, we know that it's going to be something that we can rejoice with, that we can stand up and give God praise, that we can just get lost in, because that's what DJ Shaheem does. This is his ministry, and everybody, I'm not going to keep chopping. You know what the dance break is for. Get up and give God praise for 15 minutes and try to figure out what DJ Shaheem is trying to say to you. Here we go.
It's the world's greatest DJ. You're listening to DJ Shaheem.
Okay, we're all listening.
DJ Shaheem on the track.
So we should take heed. I'm the first to admit I tried to do it by myself, cause my friends was going blind and their ears was going deaf. I didn't know what to do, go to the right or to the left. It was you in my corner when there was nobody else. Just having you is all I know. Tell me when to stop and tell me when to go. Help me have patience when I think it's going slow. Cover me with comfort when the pain still shows. Ain't nobody, Lord, do it like you. Everybody else is false in your box, I tell you truth. I keep my faith, they want, I'm sticking to your life. Please believe I need your Lord, cause you the one I run to. Lord, you know I can't do it on my own. I might think it's right when actually it's wrong. When I pray, I'm using my spiritual phone. When I pray, I'm in my spiritual zone. The Lord on my side, I'm a teddy demon's teddy. Ain't no wishing, I'm a Christian, yeah, I signed up to die. When enough is enough and all you can do is try. See the Bible, tell the truth, because my God cannot lie. I wanna be with you, God, Jesus is the way. Wait, so fight on the cross so I don't have to pay. I'm not comfortable here and I don't plan to stay. Jesus coming soon and I'm waiting on that day. Way down with the Lord, ain't nobody changing that. So I'll wait with my past was all black. Ghost be the reason I don't know how to go. God, hallelujah, do you bring that hook back. Most want a large slice, I just need a small choice. When I die, I'm not finished, that's just when you start. I know my job now, it's almost not going straight to words. I'm just stating what I know, not just going by what I heard. When they see through the left, he a square, he a nerd. God said, well done, and I'ma get what I deserve. Lord, Satan, a lie, I know you the truth. I just look at my life, I don't need no food. I'm not living these rhymes, I don't need no food. Your salvation, my house, I don't need no food. Just having you there, make a difference in that cup. They won't spread it, but with greater as for thrill, I wouldn't die. I went to being on God's mission from being Satan's crook. Man, you don't understand, but listen to the hook.
Drive automatic, I don't need a semi. I dodge them charges, God is my hymn. It's all gonna come out, cause that's what's in me. Life is a story, wait till you see the ending. I need new breaks, I'm not with the bending. You gon' get the message, I'ma do the sending. Thrill, we eating.
Yeah. S-O-G-C, DJ Shaheem on the beat. Big Hog Entertainment.
Spinning on the ones and twos, it's DJ Shaheem.
Same dirt can't come inside. Just leave it on the playing field. Her baby girl five now, no signs of dad showing up. Little do she know, this would affect her life growing up. Mama got a new man, he the bomb, they blowing up. Her parents never taught her, don't have a stranger around your daughter. He's guilty of leading her innocence to get slaughtered. He's filthy, can't make no sense of it. So why bother? Okay. Only God knows what's going on. Been happening a few years. She don't know right from wrong. Shed more than a few tears. Tried to tell her mom, bad time, and she had a few beers. Contemplating suicide, her audience gave a few cheers. She knows where he keeps his gun. No rush, slow steps. Feeling like this not right, but this story about to go left. Gun in her hand, she's about to do it. It's time to go. At the same time he walks in, all you heard was
no. It won't be long, but I'm not here to stay. I gotta move on.
And it's a bad dream. Being drunk during the day, she knows it's a sad thing. She hears crying from her room, wondering what's going on. Head spinning a little dizzy, she feels something is very wrong. Made her way to the back, not prepared for what's at stake. It kind of feels like a dream, but the pool of blood means she's awake. Knees weak, chest hurt. This must be the end of the world. No mother should have to see the dead body of a little girl. How can God let this happen? The pain hurt her throat and choked her. She knows she's about to vomit as she walks in a little closer. It's not what she thought, but it's still tragic, more or less. 8-year-old Nikki laying across her boyfriend's chest. He was watching her get the gun, surprised when she turned around, face to face with a monster. And then you heard that sound. All kinds of emotions start to release as he hit the ground. Laying on his back, one in the stomach, she can't help but frown.
But I'm not here to stay. I gotta move on.
Thank you.
time to eat no dinner plate. Walk you through this center gate. My confessions leave impressions that's not good and cause inner hate. Leave crooked or inner straight. These streets way past rough. The weak first make the last tough. I hope each verse make you blast up. Take off. Been in the game a while. I never took a break off. He can make sauce. The heart is hard. More evil than Adolf. Punchline. It's folks waiting to eat. No lunch line. This guy's word and I'm sitting on guy's curb. Like I don't have a place to be. Thinking mine's bird. When a demon gotta get served. With God is the place to be. Yes. This how I purge and I can't resist the urge, so go find a place to see. My God. Don't act like I shouldn't have bars. I do a whole lot of writing, his glory get brightened. Yeah. This right here go past stars. Once the hands on the clock thinking I'm gonna stop. Watch. I'm going to the end like the last bar. Keep my eyes on the task, I don't need to go fast. Plus I don't really watch NASCAR. Can't see my bottom door like a backyard. I'ma say it like a curl, they act fraud. My dish like South, why I act hard. He beat on the track with a black card.
Came straight from the heart.
God hold me together, this world turned me apart.
If I said it, then I mean it, yeah, it came straight from the heart.
God hold me together, this world turned me apart.
These boys broke the game. Lyrically, I picked the pieces up. Just because. Like when the uncle picking his nieces up, your leases up. So on payday, fill your Reese's cup. You M&M's not Slim Shady. Go Milky Way, that's light candy. Keep a verse handy, hook maintenance. No, he ain't this, you can't rank this, let's just drink this. Potion with his motion, I'm coasting, yeah, he the savior, bruh. Ocean when I'm hoping, I focus, watch my behavior, bruh. Okay, never been a Simpson like OJ. My flow a dead end on these beats, they like there's no way. I go pray, faith caught a flat, didn't help a four-way. Sometimes I keep my distance, but he's my roadside assistant. My flesh is so consistent, don't mean to be pessimistic. I'd rather wait and not risk it, the truth is here, you can't. Now fuck her up and go kiss it. It's shiny new and it glisten. Girls open but they don't listen. If I said it then I meant it.
If I said it then I mean it. Yeah, it came straight from the heart.
God hold me together, this world turn me apart.
If I said it then I mean it. Yeah, it came straight from the heart.
God hold me together, this world turn me apart.
Yeah, I've been going through. I know y'all ain't heard from in a while.
Man,
drop Let's Be Volume 1 like 3 years.
On God's curve, patience running real thin, waiting on him, cause when he play, I will win. I need some money, can't find a job, might hit a lick, find somebody to rob. I know what you think, this boy trip, he about to sink, abandon ship. Hold up, y'all peep the play, give me a moment, I got something to say. Been waiting on God, I don't know no do. Trust his shoes, so friends like crazy, trying to shake him out, pop stick like glue. Can't live in the past, he make old things new. Back on my grind, so the block where I be. You can see the shame, even though it run deep. Tomorrow night promise, so I pray before I sleep. I get caught slipping, then Satan gon' take. I'm going for the kill, so that's a headshot. I don't miss with an infrared dot. In other words, when I put faith in God, that's a demon dead. This what you want for. Three on one, Satan don't play fur. We can get to it, it's whatever, I don't care. I'm from the hood, but you ain't got a stir. Light shine bright like diamonds with a glove. Coming these woods and you might see a burr. Running these hoods get more than a skirt. I ain't through yet, there's some more I wanna share. Pull up on the scene like you boys ain't heard. That good news make you wanna swing and swerve. But right now, I'm sitting on God's curve.
All right. That was our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, bringing the gospel mix for the week. And don't forget that the last Saturday of every month is DJ Shaheem's Shine Your Light Mix Show. He has an hour-long mix, all new, never been heard. I haven't listened to it, and I won't until this show because I like to experience DJ Shaheem along with you. All right, if you just joined me, of course, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. I am the presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And we are coming from talking about transgressions and iniquities. Isaiah 53rd chapter, 5th verse reads, But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, or by his stripes, that we are healed. Everyone, his skin was ripped. He should have died from the beating, but he didn't die from the beating. But he, that's how severely they beat him. And they had to do it because of our transgressions, because of our iniquities. He took on the whole sin debt of anybody ever born, not born, anybody. He took on that sin debt and set us free. That's why he's saying that that punishment that he took that will bring you peace, because you no longer owe that debt to God based on your sins, then you should have a feeling of peace about it. You really should. And when he says by his stripes or by his wounds we are healed, he's not just talking about health. He's talking about financial healing. He's talking about spiritual healing. He's talking about emotional healing. He's talking about all types of healing. I know we just focus in on, you know, if people are suffering from illnesses, but if people are going through, God is always the answer, because he doesn't need our money. He needs our faith, everybody. Okay? So I want you to read the entire 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And then I want you to ask the Holy Spirit for understanding, ask God to give you wisdom, and ask the Holy Spirit to sit there with you and show you the things that he's ready to show you. He will reveal things precept by precept with you. He's not going to give it to you all at once, because we can't handle it all at once. That's just, we were not designed to handle any of this. What happened is when we ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we begin to see just the evilness that's in the world. We see that because of our transgression. Never should have ate the apple. So don't eat the apple, everybody. You know, apples are still being passed around. Satan has children too. All right. Next up on the mic is London Bridges with Round Around, everybody. Here we go.
You carrying the world strapped to your back like a tree, a Hercules in the feminine. You keep a strong face, real metal, but it's artificial skin. And somewhere in the world, I can hear you breathe, feel you move in our womb, cause you're my identical twin. And if you high, I'm high, we both fly. And when you cry, I cry. We both inner thigh, feel the rumble, then constrict. I reach out to blow you a soft kiss. I speak out to dig you out of a ditch. I leak out my love and hope that it won't miss your veins in the pupils. Quadruple stress minus negative cess, which adds more or less the feeling of being oppressed. But here in the now, you are the sun and I am the shine. Rubbing your skin with vitamin D calamine, preparing you for the battle down the line. Still waters run deeper. I'll build you a bridge. I am my sister's keeper.
It goes round and round and then up and down. It's like round and round. We go up and down. When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me. On me. It goes round and round and then up and down. It's like round and round. We go up and down. I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me. And we are one.
My brother, when I think about your challenges, I see scales, weights, balances, injustice. An abstract, concrete, three-dimensional form. In proportion to the contortion, three-ring circus, which forced you to react or stand back as a statue. Chiseled ivory black. Too strong, lest you crack. And society scatters the pieces. I see no faults in your flaws. Just the means to be your queen and shore you up. I glean your needs without words. Let me fill your cup. I know you are dry. Let me lift you up to let you rest your mind. Let me suck the poison from your wound. Your time is coming soon. Lay your head on my lap. I will rub the dreads, work the tension out. Refuel your station without a doubt. Still waters run deeper. I'll build you a bridge. I am my brother's keeper.
You know that I got love for you. I raise my hand in support of you. When you cry, I'll dry them eyes for you. And if nothing else, I got time for you. You know that I got love for you. I raise my hand in support of you. When you cry, I'll dry them eyes for you. And if nothing else, I got time for
you. It goes
round and round and then up and down.
It's
turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me. It goes round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down. I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are.
It goes
round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down. When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me. It goes
round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are.
It goes round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me.
It goes round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are one.
Yes, everybody, we are one. And that was Round and Round by London Bridges. All right, this show is winding down. It's always going to be an hour and 15 to an hour and a half. It depends on where the Holy Spirit takes me. And he's taking me to this point right now. So everybody, we're going to go back to the reading of the word, because that is the whole purpose of our being, is to know what God wants from us. And here I read Isaiah 53rd chapter, the 5th verse. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that was put upon him was brought. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his stripes we are healed, or by his wounds we are healed. Again, the transgressions. A transgression is an act of not obeying a rule or a law or a code of conduct. An iniquity is gross injustice, a wicked thing, wicked acts that you do. So Christ had to come because we had transgressions and iniquities, and he had to be bruised because of us. He had to be beaten because of us, because he was paying the debt of sin, which is death. He did that for us. That is the most beautiful gift somebody can give you, and love you that much, is what our Savior did for us on Calvary. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed the show, because the Holy Spirit just told me on that note, we're going to say goodnight. Because that's one thing to remember. He loved us so. If he didn't love us, he wouldn't have done this. He wouldn't have done it. He obeyed his Father and died just because we don't know how to act. Well, we need to start doing better, everybody. Start loving each other. Love your neighbor like, and love your enemies, and love everybody. God is love. So keep love in your heart. Keep love on your soul. And we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. And that's with Society Hill Music featuring Patti LaBelle with How Great Thou Art. Everybody, peace, love, and blessings. I will see you next week. The pastor's going to go get her some rest and some sleep. I'll talk to you later. All right, peace.